Summer Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. For the third time in a week, an unknown high-altitude object was shot down over North America, this time over Canada's Yukon Territory. Canada's Defense Minister, Anita Anand.
We have no further details about the object at this time, other than it appears to be a small, cylindrical object and smaller than the one that was downed off the coast of North Carolina.
The object was tracked by NORAD, the joint defense organization between the U.S. and Canada. Russia's private military contractor acknowledging that military efforts in Ukraine are far from complete, while the owner of Russia's Wagner Group says he still believes Russia will control Ukraine's Donbas region. He says he expects it to take at least another 18 months to 2 years. Despite allegations of having prompted an attempted coup, Brazil's ex-president Jair Bolsonaro says he intends to return to Brazil in the coming weeks. He's been in Florida since leaving office. This is ABC News. Nearly 50 years after prisoners of war were first released from an infamous North Vietnam prison, a museum in eastern Massachusetts opening an exhibit to honor those POWs.
Several American POWs on hand for ceremonies at the American Heritage Museum in Hudson, Mass.
We have two original cells from the Hanoi Hilton. These are the only original cells outside of Vietnam that are on public display.
Museum President Rob Collings says most impressive,
how they survived, how they came together, pulled one another up. Even if they couldn't see one another, they would be tapping messages to one another.
Prisoners like John McCain, James Stockdale, and Bud Day. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WNBA star Brittany Griner making her second public appearance since being released from a Russian prison. Griner attended the Phoenix Open golf tournament on Saturday, joining some 200,000 fans at the tournament and watching from the action from the 16th hole. She was freed from Russian captivity in a prisoner swap in December. This is ABC News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day million-dollar advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Frequency. An antenna in And this is Wendy from Sunspots. And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people.
I'll spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in a murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane? Or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night.
Spend the night. Spend the night with Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. That is Sunspot. Brand new music from them. Before that, The Strangest Frequency. That's the title track to that latest EP. No shows on the books for Sunspot right now. We're going to put an asterisk next to that. But they do have the live podcast of their rehearsals, which are really cool. And the video for Spend the Night is up on Sunspot's Facebook page right now. And it's absolutely wonderful. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker and Terry Barr. And this is original Woo! Local music
hello,
from Wisconsin.
Hello.
So, you know, I just set an asterisk for no shows on the books right now for Sunspot.
Yes, that's disappointing, actually.
Well, I think I just confirmed them to come to visit us in the Devil's Lair on March 25th.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's beautiful.
There you go.
Yes. Okay, we will definitely be looking forward to that.
How are you two doing tonight?
Pretty darn good. How about you?
I'm in seventh heaven. I have a new puppy.
And the puppy did not come with you,
no.
I'm disappointed to say.
I actually gave it some thought, but trying to run a radio show and manage a puppy. Plus, they're, you know, I don't know if Sage and Crudy and all of them would appreciate the dog peeing on the studio floor here.
Oh geez. Potty training just starting, huh, Jimmy?
Oh, my goodness.
That might get me fired or something like that.
Oh, I saw the puppy's face, though, on your Facebook page.
She's a little...
I can't take it.
She's so little. Her name is Dottie. She's a Chihuahua mix. She's probably not even 10 weeks old yet.
Oh, how much does she weigh, do you know, just for a good example?
2.3 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool having a dog of her own in the house. And we're looking forward to giving her... She's already been anointed queen. I'm her loyal subject, Jimmy K.
I think that fits. Oh, good for you, Jimmy K.
It's so much fun. All right, she's listening tonight. And Rocker, I promised Dottie that we would have a kick-ass show for the people tonight.
I'm sure there is one coming together, Jimmy, and I'll tell you about it right now.
Oh, good.
Bodhicitta, they are in the studio. They're playing at the High Noon Saloon tonight. They have a busload of people from Lake Geneva. We're going to talk to the band. We're going to try and get a hold of somebody on the bus. This could be the first interview we've ever had with somebody traveling 70 miles an hour in a bus coming to a gig in Madison.
I love it.
Music makes a difference. It sure does. And Bill Zor, he's going to be here to tell us all about Music Makes a Difference and putting on a free show for Black History Month at the Majestic Theater coming up February 18th. And Buffalo Nichols, Terry, that was with you from maybe a week ago.
Oh, my gosh. What an opportunity to sit down to chat with him. Born in Houston, grew up in Milwaukee, and he has some really interesting things to say about how Milwaukee even now influences his blues style of music. Wait till you hear his guitar playing, too. He's out of this world.
That sounds really exciting.
8:30 tonight.
Devil's Lair, Michael Massey. He's going to be here. Local composer goes rogue. He becomes an author. Tonight, Michael will perform live in the studio and talk about his brand new book, all the new music, new band. That's coming up at 9 p.m. And Max and Kevy with Jimmy K tonight.
What? Yeah.
Taking over the reins.
Uh-oh, look out, everybody.
Kelsey's moving away. Oh, my gosh. She has a going-away show coming up at the Burr Oak March 4th. I would recommend going to see that and say hi to Kelsey. Wish her well. This is her latest song, I Go Back. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
I remember it all too well. Like a picture burned in my eyes. And your memory drives me crazy, baby. But it never, oh, it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just forget you, but I know that I won't. So I go back every time, every time. I go back every time, every time. You and I, just forget you, baby. But then I never, no, I never be the same. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just fall at you, but I know that I won't. So I go back every time. I go back every time. You and I, yeah.
My name is Jimmy Vaguely from the Jimmies, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people!
Thank you.
job making shoes. No risks, no more mistakes. At least now we can say that we got high, high. Yeah, we got high.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's brand new Jordan story there. We got high. If you're interested, check out the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. There's a really cool podcast when Jordan Story came into the Devil's Lair and played live. It was pretty cool. The Jimmys before that with Grim Reaper. The Jimmys have a ton of shows. They're actually in Cancun right now. Oh, my gosh. I wish I was in Cancun right now. That'd be really nice. Jimmy K, Rocker, and Terry Barr with you in Madison on Mad Radio 92.7. It's a brand new refresh feel here in Madison on Civic Media. Happy to have you along from the where we are standing right now. Mad Radio, Bull Falls Radio up in Wausau, 98.9 FM. Welcome to you as well. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Plus Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. There's another podcast you got to check out on the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. It's the interview that Terry did with Dusty Bowe. Here's his song, Bandit, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The sun's gonna shine and the wind's gonna blow when you're riding. The hall and the car at the front and the light is a diamond. The guns on the side and the spurs and the hide, now we're moving. Got a train in my side and baby, I ain't gonna lose it. You get that boss and you can have it. Saddle. Gotta make this jump with the nerves, got my bones in a rattle. I make my move when the door flies open and I see you. If it weren't for your eyes, then I would've hit you blind with a shotgun.
That's Dusty Bowe on Max Inc. Radio. Stick around. Bodachita is up next.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
This is
is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Still no word where yesterday's or today's unidentified objects came from, shot down by U.S. warplanes yesterday over the Alaskan coast, and today over Canada's Yukon east of Alaska. The North American Aerospace Command scrambled U.S. and Canadian jets. Canadian Defense Minister Anita Anand.
It appears to be a small, cylindrical object and smaller than the one that was downed off the coast of North Carolina.
Earlier tonight, NORAD imposed a restriction on the airspace above Montana for a short while. They say they thought they saw something on radar, but it was a false alarm. More than six dozen members of an elite Los Angeles County search and rescue unit are in the earthquake zone in Turkey, also assessing the condition of damaged buildings. Battalion Chief Anthony Bezerio.
We have 800 that maybe still be able to live in. Almost 700 are too dangerous to ever live in. And then almost 600 are destroyed.
This is ABC News.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Seeing red.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's Bodachita and Highway. I got that song off of Bandcamp, off of an album EP entitled 2021 Promo. It's pretty cool. There's a lot of cool other tracks on there are live. It's pretty cool. Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Rocker, Jimmy K. and Terry Barr with you. And Rocker, very excited to have a chat with our next guest here, our first guest tonight.
Hey, Jimmy, Bodachita is in Madison tonight at the High Noon Saloon for the Summer Camp Music Festival On the Road Tour. The Lake Geneva four-piece will be competing for a spot at the Summer Camp Music and Camping Festival this summer. And in the studio with us tonight are guitarist Ryan Budyak, bassist Alan Vigna, keyboardist Kyle Magnuson, and drummer Emmanuel Falks. Bodachita, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
This is how you start a show.
You know, I was so pleased when you all reached out.
And, so happy about this, you guys.
Hey, we're going to be on Madison tonight. Can we stop by? Come on by.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, they do have so much going on. And for the listeners who may not be familiar with, now I'm going to get this right, Bodachita. Mm-hmm. That is such a great name. Tell us a little bit about your backstory. Anybody want to step up and tell us about the band?
Yeah, so we started this band roughly about 2016. Alex and I met at an open mic. I'm the keyboardist and he's the bass player. We met at an open mic, I think about like December of 2015, and Mackie's Hideout, and we started jamming with our good buddy David, and we jammed for like. For a while, just on jazz fusion and video game tunes of all things, yeah,
video game tunes,
Mario,
like a little mix of like jazz fusion and Nintendo 64. So we played some Chicago gigs, and then our drummer decided to back out of the band 6 months into it. And so Alex and I were definitely driving to get this project started.
We had a good chemistry and connection right off the bat.
I can tell just the way you guys look, you know, what each other's doing and saying, and
it's a musical attribute of ours.
Very cool.
We knew we had something good, so we looked for a while, just Craigslist ads and going to all these different bars and
auditioning drummers. We probably auditioned probably 15 drummers before found someone that we liked.
Yeah, and then we went to one fateful night. We went to Liquid Blues in Woodstock, and we found this guy Ken, who is a monster drummer, and he came up with us at Alex's place, and we jammed together for an hour, and we knew that it was a match, and we were like, okay, well let's keep this going, and we kind of did more or less what we were doing with like the same kind of music and whatnot, but then we're like, let's add a fourth member. So 6 months later, back like in like January of 2017,
we found Ryan here.
Yeah,
Ryan Budyak, and he was a perfect fit. We searched a long time for guitar players as well.
Yeah, we recycled, or we went through like 15 or 20 different guitar players.
You can say recycle, but
for sure, for sure.
Back to the bucket.
Oh,
yeah, and then a couple months later, we had our first show as a four-piece, and we just built our name, built our brand, tried to build our sound, and then a year later, our drummer ends up quitting the band. And
these stories always just kill me.
So, but you've had Spinal Tap ish, man.
Right, no exactly. Kidding.
It has a happy ending. Don't worry.
Are they all still alive?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, jeez. Wow, what a question.
Yeah, so after countless shows with Ken, we parted ways, and we subbed out a bunch of drummers over the course of like 6 months and went through probably 15 different people to see who we liked. And then, Emmanuel came along.
I used to tour with Emmanuel with a band out of Milwaukee called the Charles Walker Band. And we actually met like probably about an hour before we went live on WGN Midday News.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. and it was like, again, an instant like connection between me and Emmanuel. So when we needed a drummer and Emmanuel was available at this time, it was like a match made in heaven, and everything fell into place and took off.
I've seen some of the drummer cam things that you guys have done. You're a monster player.
He's a monster.
Thank you.
Yes.
I hope I look good on the drum.
Oh, you do. Oh, yeah. You're fun to watch, too.
And fun to listen to.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, in Mahayana Buddhism, Bodhicitta is the mind, cheetah, that is aimed at awakening the Bodhi, with wisdom and compassion for benefit of all sentient beings. Why did you choose this name?
Kyle actually chose it. And it's a great name. I think it really benefits.
Get up on that microphone, please.
Oh yeah.
Our idea that we want to be in the present moment. Our music is about connecting with people and connecting with each other. And, that's kind of what we're looking for, you know, in moving forward in life and as musicians and just being beings on this planet.
Yeah, there's a lot of negative music and, you know, a lot of promoting hatred and stuff. And we don't, you know, we want to promote good, positive music and feel good vibes and love your neighbor kind of stuff. And our fans have kind of become like a giant family. So that's pretty cool. And we just like to play feel good music. So, and there was a name that wasn't taken by any of the bands, which is a rare thing these days. So,
no kidding. Yeah, just doing the Google things and making sure
that website's available.
Phew, yeah. Now, most of you, and I think this is always so interesting, are involved in music education, and you're devoted to teaching, keeping music alive for today's youth. Thank you for this. Holy cow! Now, Alex, you're involved with a really special place called Rock Central.
Yeah.
Tell us about this. I can't wait to hear more.
Rock Central is awesome. It's been a blessing for me.
Yeah.
And it's actually became Boto Chita's like home base in our personal recording studio and our rehearsal studio. And it's a really great thing they got going on over there. We have our donors and our whole team really works to make music affordable and available to everybody, regardless of financial situation. And it's kind of cool. I've seen some of these students start off to where they can barely hold an instrument. And now they're graduating high school like rock stars with like amazing skills. So it's cool to see what this school can do for these kids.
Yeah, that's so important. Music is just so important in general. I always say music is life, and you hope every kid gets a chance to get a taste of it hands-on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, tonight, Boto Chita is at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, along with hosts Iftikhar, and also featuring the Earthlings, Gin Mill Hollow, Pink Halo, and Star Monster. And this is for the Summer Camp Musical Festival on the Road Tour. And as I understand it, it's a competition for a slot at the actual festival this summer. And to give yourself an edge, you guys have packed a bus full of fans who are on their way to Madison from Lake Geneva right now. Tell us a little bit about the show tonight.
Go ahead, Alex.
Well, we're competing, for a spot at Summer Camp. It's been a dream of ours for a while. Most of us have all been to Summer Camp several times. And it's kind of like the epitome of our music scene in the Midwest. And so we were excited that we had an opportunity to come up here and play again in Madison. And our fans were excited, too. So we put a bus together, and we got almost 50 people on their way up from Lake Geneva to Madison right now. And they're ready to party.
This is so great. Yeah. This means you guys really do have a lot of friends and fans that are supporting what you're doing, or they wouldn't be on this bus right now.
It's cool. Most of these people are not like people we grew up with or family. Most of them we've kind of gained friendship from the band. A lot of them have seen us probably 20 times. So,
well, it sounds like we might have one of your fans on the bus right now. Oh my gosh, yeah. Rose Swanson, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Tell us about your bus adventure. How's it going?
It's going great. We've got about 50.
Oh no.
Oh no.
They've got about 50.
We kind of knew that part. Okay.
Rose was on hold for like four minutes, I guess.
Oh.
And it was probably crystal clear. Rose, are you there?
I bet she hit one of those weird cell phone spots.
I'm gonna try calling Rose back. Oh, there she is.
Rose!
I'm so sorry. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, tell us about the adventure. What are you guys doing on the bus, or should we not know? Oh, I love it.
Our fans are the best. We love them.
We love all you guys.
I totally have goosebumps with all of them yelling from the bus for you.
That's awesome.
Oh, so Rose, are you having fun? You're having fun?
We are. We're having a great and responsible time.
Oh, responsible, she says.
Very responsible,
okay.
Rose. Good work.
We're so excited for a great night ahead of us.
I love that all of you hopped on a bus to come and support these guys. This is just amazing.
Can we do the chant one more time?
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, one more time!
You know what? I don't think High Noon Saloon, where you guys are headed here in Madison, I don't think they know what they're in for.
They're not ready. I don't think so.
Also, you're the only band that's ever been on Max Inc. Radio where you had a cheer section from a bus.
Oh, wow. It's an honor.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you, Rose.
Thanks, Rose.
Thanks, Rose.
And Rose. Everyone on the bus.
That's awesome.
Wow. Oh my. Oh.
It's a fun bunch. We got a bus full of hippies all ready to roll, you know?
We love the hippies here.
Oh, absolutely.
So, Bodachita, you guys have a few other shows coming up in Milwaukee and on St. Patrick's Ooh. Day celebration in Racine. Tell us about your upcoming shows.
Yeah, we got St. Patrick's Day coming up at George's Tavern in Racine. That's going to be a really fun one. And that's kind of like another home base for us in the Racine area. They take care of us really well, and they know how to treat their fans. It's kind of like a dead bar out there, and great stage and great room. And then we have also, I think it's April 15th, we are at the Cooperage in Milwaukee, another great room, new stage and new room for us. So we're excited to be there.
Wow. What about future plans?
Yeah, we got
I
a,
know
lot,
this
of,
is
a
tough,
lot of future
but...
plans.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay.
We are in the process of recording our first album.
Yeah,
and it's coming together great. We're really happy with the tracks that came through. And yeah, we're really excited to get this thing together. It's just constantly evolving over time.
Oh, it's so good, you guys. Come back and play some of those tunes for us when you're ready.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
please
yeah.
do. Bodachita live in the Devil's Lair, maybe someday, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Have a fun show tonight at the High Noon, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's where that bus is headed anyway.
And thank you. So... literally, who was it that reached out to me on Facebook? Say, hey, we want to come into the show. Who was that? Who's
that was probably me.
Perfect.
Nice.
Yeah. You're hired. You get a raise, dude.
Hey, website, social media, are you all over the place that we can keep up with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We are on Facebook. We're on TikTok. We're on Instagram. We're on Jambase. And we've got our own website where people can book shows.
Okay.
It's just constantly evolving.
BodachitaMusic.com.
Perfect. BodachitaMusic.com.
I'll put that on our Facebook page as
well. Why don't you tell people how you spell that crazy word quick?
So you kind of like put it together like two words. Bodhi, BodhiCitta. And that's pronounced Bodachita.
And they make wonderful, beautiful music. Hey, guys, thank you so much. Appreciate you. Have a great show tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Rocker, Terry.
You guys. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Bodachita.
Bodachita.
Thank you.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Bodo Cheetah there and Malzul. That's on Bandcamp. You can get that download right now. Just look for Bodo Cheetah on Bandcamp. And thanks to the guys for stopping in. If you're out and about, stop by the High Noon Saloon and say hi tonight. I'm Jimmy K, along with Rocker Terry Barr, Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. I got a double dip of listening party coming up in just a couple of minutes. You have not heard these two songs, I guarantee it, because they're brand new from an upcoming album. Double dip of listening party just around the corner.
Why is it that birds fly south in the cold? Why is it that we all die when we're old? Broken wings for better weather. A little jar that I can hold you in. Turn off your screens where
to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC.